Hey, girlfriends, happy new year. Welcome to another episode of Girlfriends and Goals. We're your hosts, Miosha
and Samaria.
This podcast is a space where we'll talk about friendships, life goals, a little bit of pop culture, and all things womanhood.
So our biggest goal this year is to grow our podcast audience. So if you're new here or you're an avid listener of this podcast, please subscribe to the podcast, leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, write a review, and of course, be sure to share it with 2 or 3 girlfriends.
All right, so we're going to jump into our first segment today, which is called Girl, What's Good? And in this segment, we talk about things that we've been loving for the past couple of weeks. It could be a book, a bottle of wine, a store. And since we're just leaving the holiday season, more than likely something we've enjoyed about the holidays. So Samaria, what's been good with you?
Over the holidays, I actually went to the Kev On Stage tour that they had going on. I think it's called Slightly Problematic. And it was amazing. Like, I don't know what I expected. I expected it to be funny, but they also had a couple of local comedians and Ryan Davis, who's this comedian with a huge following on Instagram. He was there. It was just a really good night. I got to see friends who I haven't seen all year because we are still in the Panda Express and I don't go out like that anyway, but I got to just experience this moment with them. That was probably one of the best experiences I had. I also celebrated a birthday. So it was nice to just be surrounded with loved ones, and a friend actually gifted me the Kev On Stage Studios app, and so
okay,
I've wanted it for some time, but I just have to stick to like a strict budget, so I haven't gotten it for myself, but she gifted it to me, and yeah, so that was really fun, just experiencing all the content they have on there. How about you? What was your holiday like?
Well, that was so sweet. And if you know Samaria, you know she loves her some Kev On Stage. So one, I'm glad that you were able to see him in person and his wife. And now you have the app. So
yes. Listen,
I'm excited, but I don't want to see you on there all the time, girl, when you're supposed to be studying.
No, I won't be. I think I've enjoyed it enough over the break. I won't feel like I'm missing out. But you mentioned his wife, so yeah, she came to our table and we got to take pictures with her. It was kind of dark on my side of the table, so my pictures weren't the best, but it's okay. There's still pictures and they still have her in them. So it works.
Nice. So for me, one of the things that I enjoyed over the holidays is, of course, spending time with family, but spending time with girlfriends. So I was able to go to a really nice sit down, I guess you could say like girlfriends Christmas dinner, where we got all dressed up and fancy. So just spending time with friends, obviously over the last year, we haven't been able to come together as much as we'd like. And definitely Christmas time, New Year's time last year, we were definitely still deep in the Panda Express, as Samaria calls it. But so just having just good time with girlfriends, and it was just a nice way to end the year.
I'm glad that you got to just have fun with everybody in the same space, because we just don't know what's coming next. Hopefully it's nothing as drastic as we've experienced before, but it's definitely nice to be able to experience holidays again with people who we love and cherish.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and hop into our first topic of the year. And I know, like, typically people do something a bit more cliche, like, oh, these are the goals for the year. But we kind of covered that in our last episode of 2021. So our topic for today is being able to apologize. I feel like as an African, there's this popular meme that's out there, and it's like African parents don't ever apologize. They just ask you, did you eat? And it would be one thing if it was just with African parents, but I've seen it in a few of like the relationships that I've been made privy to where people just aren't apologizing or they aren't apologizing properly. And I just feel like we might be a little bit too grown for that. So I wanted us to talk about it here. And so to kick this off, I'd like to ask you, Miosha, what are some of the worst examples of people apologizing that you can think of?
I'm excited for us to start off the year on this topic. I feel like knowing how to apologize, being able to apologize, that it's something that, like you said, being grown, that we should all, I think, be able to do or open to doing. So I'm glad that this is where we're starting off the year. But as far as the worst example of an apology, for me, I think it's when people, when they're apologizing and they're trying to downplay what they did in whatever the situation is, or they're comparing what they did to something like really extreme or like the worst to make it seem like what they did actually really wasn't that bad. It's like, are you apologizing or are you trying to sell me on something? And then another example is, as a part of the apology, they're trying to tell you how you should feel about the situation and what they did, or that you should be moving past it, or maybe your reaction was too much to what they did. It's like, no, if you're apologizing, just let it be that. Don't try and tell me how I should be feeling about whatever's happened. Like, are you really trying to tell me about myself while you're apologizing? Okay.
Yeah. No, that's funny, especially the comparing. It's like, I mean, yeah, I bumped into you, but it's not like I kicked you or anything. Like, okay, but you still bumped into me. Can we get an apology for that before we talk about you not kicking me? Like, why would you even do that? And that's just a basic example, but obviously people do it for way more extreme things. My biggest issue, I think, with people not apologizing properly, or one of the worst examples I can think of, is when people go tit for tat. So for example, you bring something to somebody's attention and you're like, hey, you did this thing and it really bothered me. And instead of just saying, oh, I'm sorry about that, they go, well, you did this thing last week and that really bothered me. It's like, it's not a competition of who hurt the other person worse. Like, and if I did that last week to you, you definitely should have and could have brought it to me and said, hey, you did this and it bothered me, and I would have apologized to you for it. Like, you don't have to wait until I bring something to your attention, you dismiss it, and then add on what you feel like I did to you that was wrong. So that's probably one of the worst things I think that I can think of right now.
Yeah, it's like a diversion almost.
Yes, exactly.
I don't really like, let me throw you off so you can maybe be distracted or forget about the main topic at hand.
Right. And it's like, it's your fault that you didn't say anything when you were offended. Let me have my moment. Like, can I express how I'm feeling? You know, another thing is, so people who don't actually apologize, they just want to act like nothing happened. So like with the African parents example, where they're just like, oh, did you eat? Or they try to offer you food or whatever. It's like, no, there was an offense, okay, that was committed here. And I need you to address that. We can't just act like it didn't happen, because now I feel like my feelings aren't properly addressed and I can't really move on unless it's been addressed properly. So yeah.
And it's like they want to extend the olive branch, but then miss the whole apology piece.
Yes, exactly. Like, I don't want your olive branch unless you've already like tried to make some type of amends with me. Like, that can be in addition to an apology, but don't just offer the olive branch without like acknowledging what I said or how I felt in that moment. And the other thing, this isn't necessarily on the side of someone who is doing the apologizing, but when it comes to people who are receiving the apology, when you try to apologize and they're like, nah, you're not sorry, or no, you don't mean it. I don't even want to hear that. It's like, okay, I tried to make amends, but I don't know what you want me to do. Where do we go from here?
Right. So why do you think it's so hard for people to apologize? Like, why is it seem to be such a challenge for some people?
I think it probably just comes to ego, you know, like you, I don't want to say people think others are beneath them, but I think maybe subconsciously that is what it is, you know, like I think I'm a little bit more respectable than you are, or I'm on a different level than you are. And so it would just take too much for me to get out of that way of thinking to show some type of remorse for an action that isn't a big deal.
Right. And especially with the whole like African parents or parents not apologizing and it just being that hierarchy there of there's no way that like I brought you into this world and then now I'm going to be in a position of apologizing to you, even though I may have been dead wrong in whatever was going on.
Yeah. But even like in certain friendships or like, you know, even romantic relationships, like people who don't apologize. I remember in my very early 20s, dating a guy, and that was how I knew, okay, this is never going to go anywhere. It was because the way that he approached apologies, just I found it to be so unacceptable. And I was like, oh yeah, this probably isn't going to turn into anything serious. And I was right. So yeah, but it's just like you really do, especially if it's someone who's close to you, someone who you want in your life, you really do have to be willing to come off that high horse just for the benefit of your interactions with that person, just for the benefit of the relationship that you have with that person.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. In addition to, I'd say that I think some people see apologizing, that if they apologize, it may make them look weak or that them admitting to any fault in a situation makes them look weak. And I think most apologies do have, at least I hope, an element of asking for forgiveness, which does require you to, you know, exercise some level of humbling yourself, which I think is just hard for some people to do. And then just kind of like going back to the whole family friend dynamic, where if you maybe come from a family where apologizing just isn't a thing, or there it's more so just them extending the olive branch or acting like it didn't happen and moving on, I think maybe when you get into work situations or outside of that family dynamic, you may just naturally resort back to what's natural for you. And so it could just be hard for you, not purposefully, but if you're just in that environment most of the time, or that's where you've come from, then it just makes it that much harder because you haven't had to kind of flex that muscle or skill.
Yeah, that's really true. And I guess while we're on it, I would like to hear from you, just you're from your own perspective, what would be the most important thing for you to hear in an apology? Or like, what are the things that an apology should include for you?
For me, it would be, I guess, the energy of sincerity and them acknowledging exactly what they did. So I think sometimes when people apologize and it's not as effective, they just may say, oh, well, I'm sorry. Okay, well, for what? Like, I need you to say, you know, exactly what you're sorry for. So one, that we're on the same page and that if you do ask me for forgiveness, that we're like in sync about, we're on the same page basically, and not just making assumptions. So it needs to have acknowledgement of exactly like what was done. And then the other thing for me is I think your apology should match the energy of whatever happened. And so in one of the episodes of Insecure in the last season, Crenshaw, when he went to go apologize to Issa or whatever that was, did he just say my bad? I don't know. It was very few words, and his energy didn't match all of what he was doing during the whole breakdown of their business relationship. So I don't know. I think especially if you're in a situation where you may have badmouthed someone publicly, or you've been kind of like talking about them to different people, and then you get to a place of apologizing for doing that, I'm of the mindset that your energy should match that, and you should publicly let it be known, like, hey, I've apologized, or I feel differently, whatever it may be. Just make sure that your energy matches whatever the offense is.
Yeah, that I think we had this discussion on our Insecure Review about it. And I thought his apology was enough, but I was clearly in the minority. A lot of people did not think that. But I do agree, though. I think you have to be sincere, and there has to be an acknowledgement of exactly what was done, especially if we're moving forward after this. So, for example, if you do something to me, and we plan on continuing our friendship, I need to know that you understand exactly what it was that upset me, so that we're not going into that territory in the future. You know, like, I want to make sure you know exactly what to avoid in mm-hmm. the future to prevent me from feeling the way that you made me feel in that past situation.
Yeah. What about you?
So I think for me, the immediacy of the apology. So I think sometimes people get in the habit of either like explaining themselves and then apologizing, or maybe wanting to wait a while after they've thought about things before they apologize. And neither of those would really work for me. Mm. I feel like once I come to you and say, I was hurt by this, because I'll probably use that language, right? Like, I was hurt by this. In that moment, I feel like the most important thing is for you, at the very least, to say, oh man, like, it was never my intention to hurt you. Or I see how that hurt you, and I'm sorry about that, you know? And then you can go on to explain why you did what you did and why you didn't think it would impact me that way, you know? Mm. Like, I don't mind an explanation, but it has to come after the apology and after a sincere apology. So I have this person who's close to me, and this happened just a few weeks ago, but I was explaining to them, like, hey, you did these things and I didn't really like that. And when I tell you, this person was dead quiet. And I was just like, are you not going to say anything, or what is what even is this?
Awkward.
It was. And so, like, there's all this like silence hanging in the air. I've been vulnerable and I've expressed what is bothering me, and you're not saying anything. And in response to me being like, what is going on? Like, you know, why are you just sitting there not saying anything? The person goes, well, wouldn't you prefer that I take some time to think about this and be able to actually give you a sincere apology? Because I can't give you that right now. And I don't know how I feel about it. Like, again, I'm open to an explanation, but I literally just said, you have hurt me. And you're like, okay, well, I'll circle back on that in 24 to 48 hours. Like, I don't really... It doesn't work for me. I understand that that might be reasonable to some people, and that's why everybody's different. But for me, it is the immediacy, like acknowledging at the very least my pain in that moment. And then we can go on to talk about the other things. Even if you give me a, hey, I didn't mean to make you feel that way, or I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. And then later on, once you've processed everything, you give me a more detailed apology about whatever the thing was, that would be fine. But I think just in that moment, acknowledging that I am hurt means a lot to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
it just is. And of course, like, you know, people say, oh, well, you're expecting you from people. And I think when it comes to that, I will communicate, hey, this is what I expect, you know, even with that person, and we're fine to this day. But I was like, this is what's bothering me. I communicated what was that I expected, you know, like, do you want me to feel hurt? Do you want me to feel this way? If not, then I don't think there's any problem with at the very least saying that right now. And then later on, we can talk about the details of it, and that would be fine.
Yeah, because perception sometimes is reality. So at least acknowledging it would say, okay, I still need time to think on this, but you know, you can't go around thinking that every single thing you do or say can't, you know, make someone feel a certain type of way. Like, if they perceived it, or there actually is hurt there, you could at least acknowledge it.
Yeah, even if it wasn't your intention, like a while ago, I had to have been like a teenager, maybe early teens. And I remember my sister saying something to me like, your intentions aren't as important if you've hurt somebody. So maybe you didn't intend to hurt them, but because they are hurt, like whatever intentions you had, are secondary, like to what that person is feeling right now, to the actual impact that your actions had. So that's what you need to deal with first. You need to deal with the pain that you've caused, and then you can go back into the intentions. Because I think once you have given the apology, you soften that person up to listen to what your intentions were or to hear out your explanation.
Yeah.
But that's just my thought. There's this thing, I'm gonna make this statement, and I just want you to respond to it. Like, whatever comes to your mind, I want you to say it. Because I hear people saying this quite a bit, and I have my own thoughts on it. I'm gonna try not to give them away until I hear your response. But I've heard people say, oh, well, saying sorry isn't that important as long as I change the actions. What do you think about that?
Ooh, no, they're both equally important. And I think, if you can't even acknowledge what you've done wrong, don't you think it might be a reach that your actions will change? Like, I see the acknowledgement as like step number one, so that you're on the same page, you're aligned. So then after that, your actions will change. But I'm not convinced your actions will change if you don't even acknowledge it. That seems backwards.
And again, it's that humility, you know, like you can't even say, okay, fine, you've like mustered up the strength or courage or whatever to quote unquote change your actions, because I do agree with you. How much of a change are you really trying to make? But you couldn't like humble yourself enough just to acknowledge what it was that I said or to say you are sorry. Like, I agree. Both of them are important, and one without the other, I think, makes no sense. Like if you are someone who, you know, were in my life and you didn't say sorry, but you quote unquote changed your actions, I think it'll be harder for me to notice a change in your actions, because I will still be caught up on the fact that you ain't said nothing to me. You haven't said you're sorry. So it's like, how am I supposed to know or like take notice of your change? You know, if you say, oh, hey, like, I'm sorry about that, and I'll do my best to do things differently, then I'm already expecting a change. And once you make that, then I'm like, oh, yay, I see you actively changing. And I appreciate you like honoring your word and making the changes that you said you would make. And then like for the opposite side, if you're someone who says sorry, but then doesn't change the actions, obviously, that doesn't make sense either. Like, I'm not going to stay in that type of a situation either. So yeah, I do think they're both of the same importance. And just to say it like very bluntly, run me my apology. I need it. you have to give me that apology. You cannot just run off and be like, oh, well, I'll change. No, run me my apology, please and thank you. That's how
I don't know. To me, it's just kind of weird, because the apology is just verbal, and that seems easier. So why do you want to skip the easier step?
It's the ego, I'm telling you.
Like, those are just words, but then you're going to try to convince me that your actions going forward will be so different.
Yeah, you know, maybe they're not just words to that type of a person.
Well, at its basic level, meaning like,
yeah,
not saying that they're only words, but like, you're just verbalizing it. It's just coming out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But the next step is changing behavior, changing action. So you're going to have to be very intentional and thoughtful. Mm-hmm. So it just seems like you're skipping the step that's just so critical.
Right.
So on the opposite side, you do have people who will say things like, well, we're too grown to be explaining to people what they did wrong. How do you feel about that?
I disagree to some extent. I think you do have to give people a chance to right their wrongs, and not even like give them a chance to right their wrongs, but I think a lot of times people just don't know what they did to you, because relationships are different with each person. Like, I might joke a lot with my current group of friends, right? And we're like sarcastic with each other. We're like getting in some good jabs, and it's all fun and games. So if I meet a new friend who's sensitive to that type of thing, and they just kind of cut me off because of that, I'm going to be like, well, what did I do? Like, why aren't you talking to me anymore? And so it's not that I was doing it to harm you. It's just that this is how I interact with so many other friends. And so if you don't like that, I would like you to express to me, hey, I don't like that. It gave me the opportunity to never do that to you again. So yeah, it's like, I think sometimes people genuinely don't know. So I don't see it as, oh, we're too grown to be explaining to people what they did wrong. They know what they did wrong, because some people don't, because relationships with different people just, they vary greatly. So yeah, so that's the instance where I think it's, that statement is just kind of a little bit too much. On the other side, like obviously with the exception of like abuse, you know, like if someone is like constantly putting you down or even like physically abusing you, things like that, I think that type of a thing, we are too grown to be explaining to people what they did wrong. If that's the behavior that you're accustomed to, go and do that with someone who's more accustomed to that behavior or who finds that acceptable, because I do not, and I don't need that in my space. So for something like that, I would definitely cut somebody off. But other like little things, I don't see the point. How about you? What do you think?
Okay, so I'm going to go on the opposite side on this and say that I do agree to a certain extent with we're too grown to be explaining to people.
Okay.
In very specific situations around family members or when you're dealing with older, more seasoned people who may be set in their ways, and there's just no amount of explaining that will ever change their position on it. And so if it's just like a hamster wheel situation where they feel how they feel, and maybe they've done this before, maybe you said something once, I'd say, yeah, like they know how you feel, or especially if multiple people have bought this to them. And also, if something's just so obviously wrong, where everyone could agree, like, hey, this isn't the type of behavior you should have. You shouldn't talk to people that way. If 80% of the population would agree that they're wrong, and it's so obvious, I personally think that some people sometimes do know, but they don't care.
That's interesting. And I guess maybe the reason why I didn't see it from that perspective is because I do have a particular person in mind who runs off and is like, oh, I'm done with this person. Oh, I'm done with that person, for stuff that a lot of the times that people don't even know, you know, they're just like, oh, she was acting funny towards me. Like, oh, I wonder why.
So yeah, from a friendship perspective, I'd agree with what you said, because, you know, as friends, you maybe don't know, like you're constantly getting to know people. But in my example, I was thinking a bit closer to home with people that know you, parents, family members, best friends. And it's not this dynamic of, oh, well, they don't know. Sometimes they do know. And there's just this energy of, well, this is how I handle things. This is how I am. If you're hurt, it is what it is. Okay. So in those situations, yes, I would say, yeah, I am too grown. You're too grown for me to be explaining to you that this is wrong.
Okay. I guess I can see that. I guess, obviously, like I'm a little bit more lenient on this one. But again, that's probably because I have specific instances in mind. So that could be why. But yeah, I just feel like it's worth giving people a chance. Now, I do agree with you. If you have said things to this person before, or the people have brought to their attention, it's clear that, oh no, this person is the problem. They just don't want to change. Then that is different. But like on the first offense, to just let a friendship go and not try to make amends somehow, or not try to reconcile whatever is going on, I think that's just a little bit extreme.
But do you have certain instances where, yes, it's a first offense, but it could be a first offense that's worthy enough? Like, I don't know. My mind just goes to somewhere real crazy. Like you catch them texting inappropriate things to your man.
I mean, if you're gonna go there with that example, obviously.
I'm just kidding.
No, that is definitely a first and a last offense, because that's over. Yeah, okay, so fine, Miosha. There are some instances where I think this applies and we might be too grown to explain to people, and that would be one of them. But I don't know, does that happen in everyday life where people are just doing that?
I hope not.
I don't see it happening with my group of friends, I guess. No. And that might be me being naive and wanting to think the best of people, but I'll take that. I don't see it happening with my group of friends.
So is there anything you think you'd never apologize for?
I don't think so. Why? What do you think? What do you think you would never apologize for?
So never is a strong word.
It is.
Yeah. So I kind of went back and forth on if that's the right word. Maybe it's something that you'd be less likely or least likely to apologize for. Mm-hmm. So when it's worded that way, for me right now, just kind of where I am in my life, if it were someone outside of like my child, my spouse, my mom, who maybe was feeling like I wronged them by not prioritizing them right now, or just like making enough time for them, but I am maybe still checking in on them, just not able to give as much attention as I did before this time period in my life. Mm-hmm. I'd say I probably wouldn't apologize for that just because I'm in this time and space right now, especially if I have been trying to do what I can. Mm-hmm. And I would explain them to that, like, hey, this is what I have going on, but I can't say that I'd be running to be like, oh, well, I'm so sorry that,
yeah,
you know, mom life and just like keeping up with everything else that I have going on is just really taking up the majority of my time. And I'd hope, you know, that I wouldn't lose a friend over it, but I can't say I'd run to apologize.
Okay. I think I did think of something.
Okay.
All right. So I think if I were in a situation where somebody really like needed me, but in that moment, I had so much going on that I just could not be there for them. Or I think we might've talked about this before, but you know, those moments where you feel like, okay, I just need a break, and someone calls you with something where it's like, okay, you're doing too much right now, and I just really need a mental break. I can't deal with your struggles right now. I can't deal with your problems right now because I'm literally facing my own. That would be a situation where I would apologize that I can't give them the time that they need, but okay, so dang, I would apologize. Hold on. But I would just apologize because it's a situation where I know you need me, but I seriously can't be there for you right now. And I'm sorry that I can't be there for you. I'm mm-hmm. not apologizing for choosing myself over them, but I do understand where you feel like you just really need this mm-hmm. person or a person, and the person can't be there for you. So I might apologize for that, but.
So it's a half apology.
It's not a half apology. I would mean that with my whole heart. What do you mean?
Well, no, you would mean it, but you said that you wouldn't apologize for the fact that like, hey, yeah. I had to do what I needed to do for me.
Yes. Like if you're having a breakdown and I'm having a breakdown, realistically, whose breakdown do you think I should deal with first? You know, yeah. Like mm-hmm. They say, I hate when people bring up this example, but now I'm becoming those people. But when they're like, even in an airplane, they say, make sure you have your mask on before you try to assist others, that type of situation. I can't apologize for putting myself first. Or another situation would be anything like outside of like family or close friends. Like if a work thing came up and a family thing came up, I can't apologize to the people who I work with or for prioritizing my family. I just, mm-hmm. I won't do it. Now that I won't apologize at all. I thought about it, this is where I might, but you know, I would say, hey, I just can't be here right now. And I wish I could. But that's not really an apology, right? Look, I'm trying. I'm trying here. Those are the scenarios where I wouldn't be so quick to apologize for things.
Okay.
Thank you. Just accept me where I am. That's all I can give.
So have you ever had to apologize for something that you felt like you really didn't need to?
I can't think of anything right now, but it is definitely something I would do. I think it's consistent with the person I am. So like you brought up the example from Insecure mm-hmm. and with Issa and Crenshawn. And if I were Issa, like I understood why Issa went and did the apology. It's like, I have a business to protect. I have an image to protect. Let me just try. Even though I know I'm not in the wrong, it would be beneficial to me if I just went out there and made the apology that I need to make. So mm-hmm. I can definitely see myself in those situations where it's like, okay, I know I didn't do anything wrong, but it's more beneficial for me to just apologize to whoever was hurt. I think the other example would be if it's someone who I like seriously care about or love, and they're like, oh, I'm really hurt. And it's a situation where it doesn't matter what my intentions were, they were hurt, I would just apologize. But I do think it is a part of just managing relationships as you grow. You know, mm-hmm. like there are some things where you're just going to have to take the L and be like, okay, for the sake of this relationship, for the sake of my reputation, for the sake of my company, I'm just going to go ahead and take this L and give the apology, make it sound as sincere as it needs to sound, and mm-hmm. move forward.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
All right. So I guess, are there any final thoughts that you have on apologizing? It could be from the standpoint of like giving the apology or receiving the apology.
Yeah. So I think knowing how to apologize is a great skill to have, and it can affect opportunities and relationships, I think, in all areas of your life. So work, romantic, with your family. I also think if you come from a dynamic where apologizing isn't like a popular thing to do, mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with looking into learning how to apologize. Or if you have a person in your life where you feel like, hey, this is something that they do or that they're good at, just having a conversation with them about like, hey, you know, when you do apologize, like, what are some of the things that you think about and how do you approach it? There's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. Because none of us are perfect. We're all probably going to go through at least one or two situations in life where either we may have wronged someone, whether intentionally or not, it may call for an apology. So I think it's just a great skill to have and just to know how to do effectively. And yes, we are grown, but you know, it's never too late to improve on learning how to apologize, especially if, you know, this isn't something that you do often.
Yeah. And I will just say, just because we kind of started this off with like the meme about African parents don't apologize, I feel like I am obligated to say that's not every African parent. Like I can literally think of an example now that happened with my father, and he had said something and I just did not like it. When I tell you, this rubbed me the wrong way. I was tight about it. And I said, I'm going to go and tell him. And so I was like, hey, you said this. And I didn't like that because it made me feel X, Y, Z way. And as I started talking about it, I could just tell from the expression on his face. He was like, what? Like to him, it was coming out of left field because he didn't for a second think that it would have the impact that it had. You know, it was just like something to say in passing. And, you know, he actually was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean that. And so I just went to throw it out there. It's not all of them. But as far as like final thoughts on apologizing, I do think a lot of us, and I'll include myself, need to let that ego go just a little bit. And like, if you feel like your relationships that you have are kind of strained with people in your life, I think this is a huge area to examine. Like when people have come to you and said, you hurt me or you made me feel bad, how have you responded to them? Have you acknowledged what they said? Have you apologized for, you know, what made them feel bad? Or were you kind of like, oh, well, you did me wrong too, you know, or dismissing what they felt? On the giving the apology side, I would say learn to let the ego go. And on the other side, I think try being vulnerable enough to give people a chance to right their wrongs. I know vulnerability is not easy. It's not comfortable. But I think it's okay to just say, hey, you did this and it hurt me. At the very least, unless they're a complete monster, I think they will say, oh, hey, I didn't mean to hurt you. And if they are a complete monster, then you know who to let out of your life. So those are my thoughts on that.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Girlfriends and Goals podcast. You've heard our thoughts on this topic, but we'd love to hear your thoughts as well. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at Girlfriends and Goals podcast, where we'll continue this conversation over the next week. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that now. And don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast. Until next time, bye.
Bye.